Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to the post-match podcast after Liverpool beat Flamengo by 1-0 to be crowned world champions for the very first time. Let's kick it off with Ross's match reaction.
Hello, welcome to Redmen TV. Liverpool have just been crowned champions of the world. We are officially the best team in the world. Drink it in, enjoy it. A mixed game. Flamengo, very good side. Their fans were incredible. Trent and Robert was very defensive in the first half, trying to shut them down going forwards, which kind of cuts them out going forward for Liverpool, obviously. But Liverpool soaked up the pressure. We were so good at being composed, taking our time. We created loads of chances. I was getting frustrated as a fan, but you watch them lads on the pitch, they don't do it. They just keep calm, they keep going, they keep making more chances. You can always bank on Liverpool to do that. The other thing I'd like to add is we're the fittest team in the world as well. Flamengo were going down, the goalkeeper went down with cramp the second half. And all the players are dropping left, right and centre. The players just keep going. Jordan Henderson was phenomenal throughout that game. Naby Keita, Sadio Mane, probably the standouts again. But the rest of them were absolutely awesome. Chamberlain, I have to say, you know, I hope he's all right. He was on crutches at the end of the game, but I hope he's all right. The referee was absolute dog shite for the whole game. Dead frustrating. I still don't know why that wasn't, well, it wasn't a penalty, but why it wasn't a free kick. He said on the board in the stadium, no penalty, but it's the far side of the box. It wasn't given. And we just created great chances. I thought Bobby messed it up, but he didn't. He sits the goalkeeper down, puts it in the back of the net, and makes Liverpool champions of the world.
There you go. That was Ross's match reaction. Now you can listen to his player ratings.
Hello, welcome to Redmen TV. Liverpool are world champions. It's player ratings time. We'll do something a little bit different. I'm not sure if it's supposed to this or not. Probably about a fucking 10, because the champions of the world might not deserve a 10 with the Forest tonight, but the champions of the world, so they're all getting a 10. I will talk about the performances, though, so the video isn't 30 seconds long. Alisson, I thought, very quiet today. Didn't have that much to do. He makes a big save inside the second half. Yes! I know his distribution, again, always spot on. Decision making, spot on. Composure, time on the ball, always picks the right pass. Again, amazing. Trent, first half, similar to Robbo, I think we were kept very quiet. Flamengo pinned them back, which we really had to, you know, be responsible for defensive duties, because of course, our defenders. Second half, we managed to get forward a bit more. Trent was open for space, scoring out passes, you know, getting them going forward, working some three. Centre backs, Gomez and Van Dijk, absolutely imperious. Joe Gomez has got some stick recently for his form and the games that he's played that I think undeservedly so for some of it. But tonight he showed, you know, he's more capable of doing that, and he's coming back to his best, getting some confidence behind him and playing alongside Virgil van Dijk, who we, you know, we thoroughly missed. The performance overall was so much better than the first game we played, which should be expected when you've got your best players in their best positions. Robert left back, sound again, like Trent. You know, he has to get back and help out as much as possible. But second half, and even into extra time, actually, you know, we managed to work the ball forward a bit more. He was always free on the left-hand side. Liverpool dragging the play to the right-hand side to free him up. Again, his link-up play with Sadio Mane is exceptional. Those two, when they understand each other's game, is just on point. It's amazing. Jordan Henderson, standout player for me. Him and Naby Keita, but I think Jordan Henderson just absolutely pips it. I mentioned before, Flamengo players going down left, right and centre, being absolutely goose, being that good. Jordan Henderson must have covered every blade of that pitch 10 times over. He was absolutely everywhere, leading in the press, putting him under pressure, winning the ball back, being aggressive, putting a foot in, and just not giving up. To the performance that we've seen from Jordan Henderson, look, captain time and time again, and he just lifted the second trophy of the season. It was like a fucking Christmas. Absolutely phenomenal. Naby Keita again, similar to Jordan Henderson, in his little pockets of space, picking up the ball, picking up time to turn, feeding Sadio Mane, feeding Mohamed Salah, getting them involved in the play. But again, he's pressing on the ball, putting people under pressure, and just his tenacious of his play, I think, is what every Liverpool player, every Liverpool fan wants to see, and what we've shown is amazing. We've shown it again tonight. Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain just really gutted for him. It looked horrific when he went down. It looked like, as soon as he went down, you knew it wasn't great. Towards the end of the match, we were celebrating, he was on his other boots. Hopefully he's okay. He managed to walk off. It did look really bad at first, but, you know, fingers crossed for him. The lads, you know, he's come through, he's been through so much, he's come through it all. He's such a nice guy as well. His performances of late have been exceptional, so hopefully he's okay. Front three, Mane, just, it's, I don't know where the lad gets his energy from. It's absolutely just running at people, not afraid to do anything, not afraid to try anything, time and time again. It doesn't work out, he goes again, he takes players on, he created loads of chances, sets Bobby up for the goal. Could have been selfish in that point, but he stops, reads the play, picks out Bobby, puts him in for the goal, and makes Liverpool champions of the world. Bobby again has to drop deep to get involved a lot more these days. And Flamengo very good defensively, they card Liverpool out. He comes in, gets involved, picks up the play, and then feeds the balls forward. But again, I thought he messed up for the goal. He hits the post, he probably could have loved the keeper inside the first 2 minutes. But you know, again, Liverpool carry on creating chances, they're never going to be up creating chances. And Mohamed Salah again. The guy's well supported around here, he's absolutely phenomenal, making runs in behind, causing problems. Again, he had two people around him all the time, but his hold-up play at the minute is something that stands out for me. He's using his, you know, his core strength. He's only a little guy, he can hold the ball, shove someone off and bring other people into play. So again, I thought he was absolutely exceptional. Subs, Origi wasn't on for long, but when he was, again, like, he was decent. Again, just holding up the ball, just trying to stretch Flamengo and tire them out even more. Shaqiri was only on for a few minutes, so we're not operating him. Who else came on top?
Milner
was very lucky not to get injured as well, by the way, sorry. But again, he brings that calmness, brings that presence. We need that energy in midfield. I've run them ragged for 90 plus minutes. Lallana sounds. I was a bit surprised that Milner didn't come on first, but Lallana gets on. Again, Lallana of 13-14, he's putting in his performances, he's filling his place within the squad. He knows he's a first team player, but when he comes in, he does a performance. He, you know, keeps hold of the ball, keeps Liverpool in possession, calms things down, and calms things down. Give everyone a 10, because we're going to move, and Liverpool are champions of the world.
Okay, and finally, here is a little clip from the instant match reaction.
Like, towards the end of the game, it's like the 118th minute, and Jordan Henderson's sniffing out danger. And running like it's the first half.
Well,
it's unbelievable.
In comparison to their players, I don't think I've ever seen a goalkeeper cramp in the second half of football.
Yeah, no.
It's absolutely mental.
And it's even one of them where you're looking at it, and a lot of their players won't have been used to that. And you said it while we were watching it. We're used to this. This is to our advantage now, playing an extra time. And it's mad. Dude, we're the fittest team in the Premier League. We are champions of the world, but also the fittest team in the world,
but
by far.
How many times have we done that? Scored all these late goals,
yeah,
for that very reason. And it's, again, it's like once you tie this goal, it was mentally ego as well.
Yeah,
you see that in Flamengo, they were just knackered. It wasn't just the goalkeeper, they would get later on the defence, dropping left, right, and centre. You just think Liverpool have the edge here. You know, Liverpool can be dominant. It's these like later stages of the game.
Yeah,
and you know what? One thing you always do is I get into the thing of we create so many chances. Bobby should have scored at least two in that game. I think Mane had a chance of maybe even Salah. I'm thinking. I still fall into that pit of, oh, it's going to be one of them.
Yeah.
We're going to get punished for it. But also, those players don't think like that. And they just go, sorry, I was creating another chance.
Thank you for listening to the post-match podcast. After Liverpool did indeed beat Flamengo by 1-0. Thanks to Roberto Firmino goal. Yeah, we'll have you covered with all the rest of the post-match stuff on Monday when we do the final word. And the Man of the Match show, and then we're going to start building up for the Leicester game. It just doesn't stop for the actual champions of the world.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.